Next, replacing surf shops with startups as tech titans move to catch some rays and some waves. Steve Goldblum reports.
In San Francisco, computer programmers are like rock stars. Here in Los Angeles, the rock stars are the rock stars. But now that's starting to change as more entrepreneurs are trading in the high costs of Bay Area living for sunnier space right here in Venice Beach. They even have a name for it, Silicon Beach. But as is the case in San Francisco, the tech boom brings with it both prosperity and its share of problems.
We're a marketplace for auto, sport, and hobby enthusiasts.
It's awesome to be by the water and working at the same time.
365 days a year, I can walk to work, right? It's going to be sunny. It's going to be 70.
LA Times tech reporter Paresh Dave covers Silicon Beach.
The west side of Los Angeles has always been sort of a young, hip district, and things like the weather being close to the beach, to some, it was attractive, and I think that's what got it started.
Entrepreneur Eric Ranalla decided to relocate to L.A. from the Bay Area. He co-founded Mucker Capital, the first startup accelerator to arrive in Silicon Beach. They nurture and invest in young startup companies.
I've seen a lot of these buildings switch over from, you know, not tech companies to tech companies.
BloomNation.com is one of the startups to graduate from Mucker Capital. They're an online marketplace for handcrafted flower designs. Here's CEO Farbod Sharaka.
This is only 1,500 square feet, but we have almost 17 people in this office. So we're
growing.
Hopefully we're going to a new office space. It's going to be exciting for us, but good problems to have. We're outgrowing our current office space.
Do you need to be where the money is, and isn't the money in Silicon Valley?
Money's coming down here now, so it's exciting. We have even investors coming today to visit us that are from Palo Alto and from Chicago.
One of the pioneers here of Silicon Beach is Snapchat. It's the enormously popular app among teenagers that lets you share photographs that self-destruct shortly after they arrive. They occupy a full city block right off the beach here in Venice. Last year, they turned down a $3 billion acquisition offer from Facebook to try to make it here on their own.
I think that was sort of a big turning point. And since then, people are like, oh, well, if Snapchat can build a global brand here in Los Angeles, why can't we?
You know, 3 years ago, I used to still hear people pitching scripts in coffee shops. Now they're pitching business plans and business ideas for startups.
This is the offices of Epoxy, which doesn't really look like an office, but I'm going to hit. Hello there.
Hello.
How
welcome.
You doing?
Welcome to Epoxy.
Steve.
Juan.
Epoxy TV is a social platform for online video creators. They make YouTube stars go viral by leveraging every social media platform under the sun. It's run by Juan Bruce and Jason Ahmad.
So this is your home or your office?
This is our office. This is the office for Epoxy. And it's got a little bit of interesting history in that it's actually part of Dennis Hopper's former compound. And this particular building is a Frank Gehry building from the 1980s. Now, the funny thing is a lot of startups have these buildings now. There's two startups behind and
two startups behind. So the startups are taking over.
Yeah.
As the startups move in, some longtime Venice residents are moving out. World-renowned artist Laddie John Dill was the original owner of the Frank Gehry building, now occupied by Epoxy TV.
I moved to Venice in 1968. I was forced to leave my studio 28 years because the rent was raised to $42,000 a month. Things really started to go sour when Google moved in. So it's now Silicon Beach. The landlord just turned around and raised the rent to the point where now the artist can't afford to live there.
The rise of housing costs has led to big business for Tammy Pardee, owner of Pardee Properties. She's the highest selling real estate broker in Silicon Beach.
Business has definitely picked up. Over the last 2 years, we've had 20% gains each year. And it's almost completely due to, I would say, the tech sector.
When did this go on the market?
It just went on yesterday.
So now how long will it be on the market?
Yeah, I think it's already sold, to be honest with you.
It's really creative, the technology sector, and Venice is known for its creativity in the art, in the whole art world in the past. So it's actually a great meshing of cultures. There's been a little, as we've talked about, a little gentrification issues going, you know, not issues, but gentrification going on, I would say. And that's difficult.
We're here inside a live-in workspace in Venice. The resident wishes to remain anonymous, but he's been showing us around. He's been living here since 1967. There's a few other artists here, and they're going to have to leave at the end of February because they received a notice from the owner.
Family has decided it is time to develop the lot, which unfortunately means, used the word evicting, but I must have everyone out by February 28th.
Here's Juan Bruce again of Epoxy TV.
Venice has always been like kind of a experimental and artistic community. And so startups pretty much fit perfectly in that kind of ethos. Originally, this was a artist-in-residence live-work loft.
Right.
And now it's still very much a live-work loft, but we're living the startup life.
It's clear the tech scene gravitates towards countercultures. The hippies of San Francisco, the rockers of Austin, and now the artists of Venice. But as tech brings with it high-paying jobs and rising home prices, ironically, it makes it difficult for those countercultures to persist. For the NewsHour in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Goldblum.